Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time with the players and coaches who lived in them. Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl? Or what about the after parties? We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
So this is how it's going to be tonight. Okay. The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harbin live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
What does that mean? This is how it's
going
to be.
It means I'm going, are we going to get the Friday opens we normally get, the fun Friday ones? We have like 1,000 of them. No. We're going to get Edwin Diaz and Narco because the Mets are going to lose tonight to the Braves in the marquee game of the night, in the marquee series of the season. So, okay, I just want to know what kind of night it's going to be. And now I know.
I really thought he was just trying to speak it into existence that the comeback was going to be real.
From your lips.
Look, we'll at see. Me, Joe positivity for you there, pal. Instead, yeah. He's being a jerk and blah.
The Mets suck.
You're being a jerk and blah. That sounded like a really bad audition to be a vampire. All right, go ahead, man. Mike Harmon, part of Vampire Number 2. Go. Oh, you're a jerk. Blah. All right, thank you.
No.
You know. Thanks.
I would have had to say blah, blah, blah.
All right. Leave your information on the way out. We'll let you know. Yeah, callbacks will be next week. Don't worry. Yes, we have your number. We have your information. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, I feel like that's the next iteration of the Harmon opportunity to dominate.
Is to be a vampire?
I start going on auditions.
No, dude.
If for nothing else, to screw up the process.
That's difficult, man. Hollywood.
Hey, man. Needs a new pair of shoes.
You got better odds being a vampire. You got be a vamp. Then you can have whatever you want. You live forever. You'll never grow old, Michael, and you'll never die. but you must feed. Name that movie. Tyshirt has no idea what movie that's from. No idea. But that's better. I mean, well, you're going to go on auditions and you're going to try to be, you know, man number three or guy in the subway, but you're a vampire, and then suddenly it doesn't matter.
Well, I mean, look, I could do some great things to make Morbius better.
Well,
and they can re-release it again.
Yeah, okay, okay, sure. You could be the first movie executive vampire that just does vampire movies. Okay, all right, I'm with you on that. Okay, that could
work.
You
say that like it's a bad thing.
That could work. I'm with you.
Genre has been under.
We don't have.
I couldn't even get that out
movies.
With a straight face. Yeah,
no.
It's been underserved for a long time.
We don't have enough vampire movies. We need way more vampire movies. Yeah. So right now, ninth inning, Mets do have a couple on with one out. Braves lead it 5-2 in a shocking day because you know me, I'm about positivity, right?
Yeah.
So. Especially on a Friday night, I'm about positivity. And the first thing I'm going to say is, okay, well, the Mets are likely going to be tied for first place with the Braves after the game tonight. Okay, but here's the positivity. The price for Jacob DeGrom in the offseason when he opts out of his contract is coming way down.
Oh, you think so?
The last few weeks. The way down. Because you've gone from, hey, dude, we've needed you, man. We've needed you to be the best pitcher in baseball the last few times you're out. And now his ERA is up over 3. It's like, dude, your ERA was like 0.8. You know, we're looking at you in the mid-1s. That's where you want $43 million a year. I'm not going to pay you $43 million a year for an ERA over 3. This is our year. We've led the NL East basically from wire to wire, and we've needed you. I feel like Iron Man in Endgame, and I needed you, Cap, past tense. You said we'd lose. I said we'll do it together. Well, guess what, Cap? The Mets lost, and you weren't there. I rip
it's very
off
much
my
a Randy
monitor,
Van
and I run
warmer
out.
Moment. Yeah.
That's what I'm doing right now. No, the price is coming down. Yo, sure, we love you, but yeah, I'm not giving you $43 million. We need you now, man. This is it. This is it. This is our year. Like I said, what other year do you go for it like this? What other year? This is the year. And now here's what we get out of DeGrom the last few nights. Yeah, price is coming way down now. Way down. Maybe we'll give him a couple million. Couple million.
I like that.
That's it.
No, you sit down and you start to get to the table. And you want you like a Danish cup of coffee. Why is there a guy setting up with a guitar over in the corner? Oh, that's just Randy. Randy. Yeah, Randy's going to sing in the background as we tell you why the offer is what we're making it.
See, you went Randy Van Warmer, which I dig, yeah. And I'm thinking Kip Winger. Just when I needed you most.
Well, that's good, too.
You were miles away. I'm thinking miles away.
Yeah, I mean, look, he's got better hair. But
Come on, man. Yeah. If there's anybody I wish I looked like in my life when I was younger, Kip Winger, man. Woo, he was a good-looking dude.
Well,
man.
He had the George Michael stubble and the lion's mane hair.
Yes, he had it all.
Like, what was that MTV VJ that had the tall hair?
Oh, Adam Curry.
Yeah.
Adam Curry.
So you got that going on for you.
He would show up with he'd have all the bangles on and everything. And hey, I got a rock block coming up, you know, Guns N' Roses. Yeah, this guy's going to play Guns N' Roses.
Look at how he's dressed. Any of this stuff. Exactly.
So look, the price is coming down for DeGrom. It's coming down. Yeah,
talk yourself into that.
Would have been great. How'd you do when Angel Hernandez was umping? We needed you when you gave up like 12 runs. Okay, how about that first game against the Braves? Well, would you give up back-to-back home runs? Really? Did you give up back-to-back home run? Yeah, no, I know we're not scoring as many runs, but this is about you right now. This is about you, and this is when we needed you. We needed you, Cap. Past tense. Just going to run that all night long. Needed you, Cap. Past tense.
I'm going to put that on as soon as the Orioles beat the Yankees here.
We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms, they do apply. Well, we'll update you on this game as it continues to go. Again, biggest game in baseball, biggest series, but today was the day after for Tua Tagovailoa. and the Dolphins, you can tell they had a what we say, it's a circle the wagons game for the Buffalo Bills. They had their circle the wagons moment to make sure we are going out with a united front. We did not misdiagnose Tua Tagovailoa with a concussion on Sunday. Mike McDaniel went on great lengths today to talk about Tua, how he's feeling great, how I sat next to him on the plane. We watched MacGruber. We laughed. What was this, a date? Oh, we laughed and laughed and we watched. And then he got sushi and then I had a sandwich. And then we talked about our feelings. And I mean, so far out of their way to say, we love Tua. We love Tua. And we did not misdiagnose this situation. Here's a sample from Mike McDaniel from earlier today.
With things that severe, the only thing I'm worried about is the person first. So I'm just worrying about him getting healthy, getting all the testing done, us working with him so that we can feel good about where that injury's at, and then we'll cross the bridge in terms of timetables of however long. Really haven't even thought about that at this point.
Yeah, okay. Here's where I zig, where you think I'm going to zag, right? All we've heard all day and all that, we talked about it last night, the Dolphins screwed up the situation with Tua. He had hit his head on Sunday against the Bills. He got up and couldn't walk. He goes back in the game. He's not in concussion protocol all week long, and he plays, and he gets whipped back on a sack, and maybe it was the movement of his neck that did a lot of damage as well. He comes up posturing with his hands over his helmet. You've seen this replay 100 times by now. It's scary. The good news is Tua Tagovailoa is back with the Dolphins. Didn't stay overnight in Cincinnati. No, we're going to take him back home. Was that the right thing to do? But now we got him back home. But
let and had just a headache this morning and needed another MRI. Look out, precautionary measures. Look at what we're doing now.
Yeah, yeah. But let me say, this is where I zig when you think I'm going to zag. Think about this entire last few days. Let's just say the Dolphins are telling the truth and you believe them that, well, he didn't hurt his head. He went through concussion protocol. All of these things happen, right? Let's just say they dotted their I's and crossed their T's all the way down the line. Okay. Well, then you know what? Then you screwed up something else incredibly awful because you still put him back out on the field, and look what happened. He had a bad injury on Sunday, some kind of bad injury. You put him back on the field. Didn't have him in protocol. You put him back on the field on Thursday, and he had another bad injury that's likely a result of what happened on Sunday. So you messed something up. You messed something up really bad, and that's what I wanted to see. I wanted to see a little bit of the Dolphins say, look, we followed all protocol, but oh my goodness, we feel awful. This happened to him. It shouldn't have happened this week. But we're not going to get any of that because they're paranoid they're going to get slapped around by the NFL, and it's going to, if the NFL has any guts, they will do that and say, listen, this is not cool. This is not good. What you did was not right. You put an injured guy back on the field, and you could have ended his career. This is not right. So even if you're telling me, hey, we look at all the stuff we did here on the concussion, you screwed something up because you had this guy have two bad head and neck injuries over in the course of 4 days, and however you treated it, he wasn't healthy to go back out there on the field. So that's what I'm looking at now with the Dolphins is, let's just say you believe them, it still is awful for them, and they were completely negligent with Tua.
Yeah, as we go through it, right, go back and whatever cognitive tests he took on Sunday, you know, we talked about his quotes during the week of past, you know, whatever kind of concussion. He went and was kind of glib in his discussion of what actually happened in terms of clearing him to get on. But clearly, look, they hit whatever marks to get back on the field. Doesn't go into protocol. And then after last night's game, suddenly he's like, oh yeah, he checked out, you know, each day. It's like, what does that mean? You didn't put him in protocol. So were you doing the tests that are supposed to be done, or did you just say, how you feeling? All right, I'm good. And take him at his word? I mean, you can't tell me he's not in protocol and then tell me, no, we followed the protocols all week long during practice leading up to Thursday. Like, that's incongruous and doesn't make any sense. But now we get out of it. And you have the investigation that's ongoing. D. Smith, we had the quote last night of, you know, pursuing every legal action in this process. You've got people working down there in Miami that want to just carry the water for the doctors and just say, hey, you know what? They got trained. And it doesn't mean they didn't make a mistake. Doesn't mean that they didn't feel compelled. Even the independent guy. Sorry. Whenever we get into you have the independent neurologist. Again, we've watched enough of these circumstances for players and just league business to greet it all with a bit of skepticism with any of it. I think it's healthy. I think it's good. It's not keeping people from doing their jobs, but it's telling them, hey, accountability is going to be there. And I know there's a lot of other hits, and I'm seeing video. What about this receiver? What about this? What about? Okay, fine. Then let's raise all those up. We don't see everything. When it's a front and center, big-time game, all eyes of the world are going to be on it. And when it's a quarterback where they've gone out of their way with league rules to protect guys wherever they can, and again, stipulating that it is a very violent game at its base, but when you've made a ton of rules for it, you want to make sure that those rules are being followed as related to player health and safety. And for the Dolphins today, all of the, oh no, 100%, we did everything right and standing by it. You know, it goes back to the cover your ass mentality that we were talking about a little bit yesterday, Jason, when they said, well, if they'd put him in protocol on Monday, they at least could say, well, we didn't diagnose it in the moment. He finished the game, lucid in his post-game comments, all that were good. Monday, he didn't feel well. And so out of precaution, we did this. There's nothing wrong with that, right? I mean, well,
Wait, so now you put him in concussion protocol?
No, but we've had a lot of players.
And you put him back in the game. You still put him back in the game, but yes. Today he's in concussion protocol?
No, but it can happen. Like, it's not instantaneous.
That doesn't help them, though.
But it doesn't hurt them.
It hurts the image and the perception of what they did. Because you're right. Concussion symptoms can present days after. I mean, I'm completely with you there. But let's just say they put him in protocol on Monday. The optic is, whoa, so today he was bad, but you cleared him to put him back in the game yesterday? Even though there would be answers for that, they're not getting the benefit of the doubt on it. It's you put an injured guy back in the game. You know, so they would still be facing that kind of backlash.
Yeah, I don't think they get the same level, because then leading up to Thursday, there's a timeline and he's in protocol. Whatever Sunday is, because now we get to Thursday, he would have to pass and be through. And all along, they've said he wasn't in protocol, and now they're kind of mixing. It's like, no, he checked out fine and everything else. Like, okay, for the back injury that you told us about, right? Isn't that what it was supposed to be? And it's just a dangerous and terrible situation. And I hate when we have obvious folks that are still around the team and report on the team. It's like, hey, no, clearly it's all above board. It's like, no, your job is to go ask the questions. And if you don't, if they don't pass the smell test, to ask the next question. And that hasn't been done. And now everybody's found their stances. They got their huddle in. And now there's the united front of how they proceed going forward.
I feel like I have no time for the Dolphins and this ridiculous excuse that they're going to try to perpetrate and go forward with us on it. It's unbelievable. It's just going to be infuriating, and I'm hoping the NFL does a good investigation, not one of those, well, we'll look into it, let you know what we find. If that's the investigation, you know nothing's going to come of this, and it's going to be, well, here's the NFL covering up what they don't want to get out. I'm hoping this is above board. I'm hoping this for all the players' sakes. Jason Smith, Mike Harmon, live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Coming up next from here, as we talk about TireRack.com in a second, we are going to preview not one, not two, not three, not four, but five top 25 games between college football teams tomorrow. Plus, we got Pac-12 night coming up here. It's going to be a fun night here. Jason and Mike from the TireRack.com studios, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip?
But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like.
Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season 2 of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time. I'm talking Hall of Famers, MVPs, gold medalists.
I absolutely hate the Colts, bro. This game, I swear, led to the Deflategate.
Hey, guys, this ball's a little flat.
Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl?
Julian walking around, I'm pretty sure he had his shirt off for reasons I'm not sure. He was saying, gotta believe.
Oh, you gotta believe. From 18-1 with Eli.
Are you calling Bill just a cheater? Is that what you're saying right now?
He's looking for an advantage.
The 2004 ALCS with Big Poppy.
The Red Sox in 2004 bounced back after the 3-0. Winner, winner, chicken dinner, homie.
The Immaculate Reception with Terry Bradshaw.
Fired the ball. I hear the roar of the crowd. I never thought he caught the ball, but he did.
We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James. LeBron James.
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon. Live from the TireRack.com studios here at Fox Sports Radio. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms, they do apply. Well, we got five big top 25 games coming your way tomorrow in college football.
Not four.
You tell them, LeBron, but five. Joining us now on the hotline, as a way to help me forget about the Mets' loss to the Braves and why Daniel Vogelbach didn't pinch hit the ninth inning. Instead, the Mets put up a rookie just up, even though he's a great prospect. I don't get it. We have time for that. What we have time for right now, the editor-in-chief, owner, proprietor, Grand Poobah, your one-stop shopping for college football news. It is collegefootballnews.com's Pete Futak. He's on Twitter, at Pete Futak. Pete, what's happening, man?
Aren't the Mets already in the playoffs?
Yes, but the Mets and the Braves are fighting for the division title, so you don't have to play in the first round of the playoffs, and you can have a bye.
All right. I suppose I should have known that, but
That's okay. Fine.
It's okay. You're in Chicago, and there's no playoff baseball
there
for
really
either squad.
Isn't. And it's so funny that the Cubs started getting bad right when I got YouTube TV and couldn't watch them anymore. So it all kind of worked in the same time. And I think the White Sox play on the other side of town. But
I
digress.
Now, I would have been worried if you had said, wait, there's five games between top 25 teams? That sounds like a great weekend. Then I would have been a little worried.
Yeah, no, that part I kind of have down. But, But here's the funky part about it. I really didn't watch baseball all year other than my really bad fantasy team. And it's fine. This is when you start watching. Like, okay, so Aaron Judge hit a bunch of home runs. That's cool. I just started watching now. This is when it matters. So this is perfect timing.
Yeah, you were able to have a whole bunch of time to not have to worry about it. Now you pick it up at the end.
Pretty much. So are the Twins good? No. Okay, so I didn't waste my time with that. Are the Cubs good? No. So I didn't have to waste my time with that. So now I can pick it right back up, and I didn't have to sit through a whole, slew of really boring baseball games.
Well, okay, that's one way to look at it.
Yeah, I have a rant on that, too, when it comes to the NBA, but that's for another time.
Plenty of time. You got a couple of weeks before that gets started up.
All right, so looking at this slate tomorrow, Pete, as I said, you got some big games. You got top 25 teams playing. This. Do you think this could be the first movement Saturday where we start seeing a bunch of movement in the top 10 with some upsets, or do you think some of these games are going to go as scripted?
Yeah, it only matters if Arkansas does anything against Alabama. I mean, because Ohio State's not going to have any issues with Rutgers. Georgia should pretty much wipe up Missouri. So, really what we're talking about here are the top three. And, Clemson and NC State, that's a big one because if you look at Clemson's schedule, there's this, there's Notre Dame, and that's probably it. There's just nothing else there that screams possible loss unless something really funky happens to the Tigers before they get to the ACC championship game.
Wait a minute. They're going to be playing an undefeated Syracuse team in a couple of weeks.
And there
it is.
Has
given them trouble almost every year the last 4 years.
You're
How
right.
Is
it like one of those weird Tuesday night games where Kelly Bryant got hurt or something? Isn't that how they got it the last time? That is a bit. You joke, but that is an actual big game. I mean, for a team that's as flaky as Clemson is and has struggling as much as it is in the secondary. Yeah, that's okay. That's a game too. But that's one of those games this weekend. But yeah, outside of that, there's going to be some shakeouts somewhere. But part of the issue right now is. It's going to be Ohio State. It's going to be the SEC champion, and I think we have to kind of stop with the whole Alabama and Georgia because remember the college football playoff is yet to take a team that has two losses, and Alabama looks like it's going to get hit somewhere along the way by one of these SEC West teams. So I don't think that's quite a given. But then what else you got? I'm still a believer that USC, because of the schedule, it doesn't have Oregon, doesn't have Washington. They do have to go to Utah. I do sort of believe that USC is good enough where they can get to late November where they're still in it. I certainly don't think they can do anything if they get in, but they're going to be right in the mix. Michigan is, as long as Michigan keeps on winning, and I think they're going to beat Iowa this weekend without a problem, they're going to be right there till the end. And in about 10 minutes or so, let's see what this Washington team really is. If they're as good as we all kind of think they are, they don't have too much of a problem with, again, I use the word flaky, a UCLA team that never ceases to underwhelm when it gets a big chance to do something big.
Certainly a big opportunity here. The spread inside of 3 points, UCLA at 2.5 point home underdog here. But that one I would have thought was a little larger.
Yeah.
Was a little surprised on that.
Yeah, one of my top picks of the week on the site of the 10 best predictions of the week, I picked Washington, I think, number two. So, of course, the second I said that, everyone jumped on UCLA, and rightly so.
Yeah, it all goes to hell right there. But you went and mentioned Michigan, Iowa, and Iowa is one of those teams that it's like watching as you're driving on the 405 and there's a bunch of cars sitting there. Was it an accident? Is there a stall out? Is there a problem?
Iowa. Let me take a guess here. You say that. You don't have San Diego State, Boise State on one of your monitors.
Oh, no, I just put it on just now.
Oh, dear God. That is so bad. It's they lost their starting quarterback, and it's like they literally cannot run a play without almost fumbling or getting eaten alive by Boise State now. It is, yeah. San Diego State is so bad offensively that it's amazing that in 2022 you can have a program that's actually good that has no semblance of an offense. But you're right. Iowa's not going to score. At least the offense won't score. Now, the defense could come up with, like, three safeties or something, but the Iowa offense is not going to do anything. So then it comes down to whether or not you believe that Michigan can score enough just to get out of there alive. I mean, this, you know, I joke I'm old enough to know who Rob Houtland is and why he
Nicely
matters.
Done. Wow. Kicking legend.
Yeah. Huge pull. And,
that is awesome.
You know, you can hit, you know, this can be one of those games where Iowa's ugly. They gain, you know, 2 yards and somehow win 9-7 because of a bunch of field goals. I don't think that's going to happen. Michigan should have no problems in this game, but funky things happen when teams travel to Iowa City.
All right, Pete, so taking a look now, we're getting to the end of September, right? We're going to be hitting October 1st tomorrow, and everything is going to be wonderful. And we're getting the second week, the fall, the foliage is coming down. If I said to you, the contender that concerns you the most after the first month of the season, the contender that you think that's a college football playoff contender, the one that concerns you the most after the first month is who?
Oh, Alabama. I mean, on the highest of high ends. I mean, forgetting that, you know, again, Clemson looks shaky. USC looks shaky. You know, who else you got? I mean, you know, Michigan, okay. I think they're going to be there, but we all know that they're good. They're not good enough to do much if they get there. But on the top three, or the three teams that you're saying, those three could get there into the college football playoff and maybe win the national championship. By far, it's Alabama. They still have not figured out their number one wide receiver. They still have a secondary that hasn't really been tested too much, and they're going to still win games easily. I coin flip on whether or not they come out and just, you know, blow away Arkansas or if they have to struggle and then win, but they'll beat Arkansas tomorrow most likely. But that is a team that, look at their schedule coming up. They still got to deal with Ole Miss. They still got to deal with Mississippi State and Arkansas tomorrow and LSU and Tennessee. And then the, you know, rivalry game in the Auburn's not doing anything, and Auburn. I mean, they still have a slew of nasty games to deal with, and there's one loss hanging in there somewhere. And again, if you get to Georgia in the SEC championship and you lose that, then it comes up to the college football playoff to say, yeah, you know what, that is one of the four best teams in college football. We're going to put them in with two losses and, you know, set a new precedent. And they might be right in doing that, but that is the one real concerning team out of the three.
Now let me pull it back for our guy Smith, because he's already booking flights, hotel, and everything to exotic destinations because of the Syracuse Orange, which means he's given up on the Mets. Like, he's completely going all in on Syracuse here.
Dude, we haven't been 5-0 in 35 years. Okay, I didn't even go to the school yet the last time we were 5-0 to start a season.
You went, that had to have been 88?
87.
87, okay.
That was the season that ended with the tie game with the Pat Dye.
Yeah, I loved that team.
Yeah, going for the tie,
That was brutal. But, I mean, this is a fun team. I mean, because they pivoted. They went from being all run, no pass, to all of a sudden Garrett Schrader's, you know, Garrett Mahomes out there where he's winging it around.
Look at that.
Sean Tucker is – you know, arguably the best running back in college football last year, and he's just sort of part of the puzzle. So, and it's working. They're finding ways to pull out wins. There is in a year when the ACC is just not very good. Look, if Pitt could do it last year, if Wake Forest can get there, yeah, Syracuse. But however, with that said, I'm sure I don't have to tell you, take a look at what's coming up. The hell, you want to talk about hell coming to breakfast? that schedule at Syracuse has, don't they have like somehow eight straight road games to play or something crazy like that?
I would want to answer that, but I don't want to be depressed, so I'm just going to look ahead to tomorrow and the bye. That's
you're
what I'm
Northwestern plus 25. Yep.
Exactly. You'll get to a bowl game, and everything will be right with the world.
Yes, exactly. And Syracuse, after that blazing 5-0 start, needs to win this game to be bowl eligible as they've slid to 5-6 on the season.
Yeah, they'll win one of those, but I do think that I think it is something insane. Like, I think they get four of the last or the next five games on the road. I think they play three ranked teams, including Clemson and Wake Forest and anybody else who's even remotely good in the ACC.
He's on Twitter, at Pete Futek. That is at Pete Futek. CollegeFootballNews.com, your one-stop shopping for college football. Every preview, every game, every recap, every bit of analysis you need is at CollegeFootballNews.com. Pete, as always, buddy, appreciate your time. And we'll grab that NBA rant from you next week. How about that?
Oh, it's fine. It's pretty much just take everything I said about baseball and apply it to the NBA.
Oh, okay. Very good. All right.
Yeah, we'll talk in May. We'll do it in May.
See you, buddy. We'll talk to you.
See you, Pete.
Great stuff, as always, from Pete Futek.
Couldn't get that right Garrett there. Mahomes lineup no. fast enough on Twitter, could you?
Oh, are you kidding? Oh, I had to tweet that out right away. Garrett Mahomes! We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards terms. They do apply.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Cam Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip?
But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like.
Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time. I'm talking Hall of Famers, MVPs, gold medalists.
I absolutely hate the Colts, bro. This game, I swear, led to the Deflategate.
Hey, guys, this ball's a little flat.
Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl?
Julian walking around, I'm pretty sure he had his shirt off for reasons I'm not sure. He was saying, gotta believe.
Oh, you gotta believe.
From 18-1 with Eli.
Are you calling Bill just a cheater? Is that what you're saying right now?
He's looking for an advantage.
The 2004 ALCS with Big Pop.
The Red Sox in 2004 bounced back after the 3-0 in a winner chicken dinner, homie.
The immaculate reception with Terry Bradshaw.
Fired the ball. I hear the roar of the crowd. I never thought he caught the ball, but he did.
We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storr on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Hobo.
Happy Pac-12 Friday night.
Yeah.
May get a lot of points in this one. Washington already with a 7-0 lead. UCLA was a shoestring away from returning the kickoff for a touchdown that could have tied the game. So right now, UCLA has got it in good field position. Down to Washington, though, ranked 15th, 7-0. We will have more on this game throughout the night. But Pac-12 should be, we should have big Pac-12 games every Friday night. Like, that should be the night for the Pac-12. Right? Pac-12 should only play Friday nights and Saturday nights. That's it. Don't play during
Wednesdays
the day.
And Fridays.
Wednesday?
Hey, well, you can own Wednesday. You can own Wednesday. You can't have Thursday. Saturday, yeah. There's enough clutter with other college games that it goes to the wayside, prime time and all that stuff. No. Here, and people are out and about, you know, hitting up events and all of that. So, no, let's move to Wednesdays.
We play on Wednesday. When's our next game? Then Saturday. Oh, boy. Yeah. We got a tough turnaround this week.
No. You get the full 10 days. No. We'll schedule it out. We'll flesh it out. Why? For TV ratings and opportunities.
Well, hopefully everybody is enjoying this great big Pac-12 Friday night.
Oh, it's a great big sandwich. I'm enjoying that far more than I'm not even putting the White Sox and Padres on.
Oh, it's way better than the Mets. I mean, I didn't enjoy the Mets at all tonight. That was
White Sox are down the stretch, right? They've got three games against Minnesota to end the season, but they've got a weekend series down here in San Diego. And I'm like, well, I'm going to be almost down there for a soccer game fairly early on Sunday. Well, no, I got to drive out to the middle of nowhere for a soccer game for my kid late morning. And I'm like, I guess I could get there for first pitch. Do I really want to go, though? And then drive all the way back after. It's like, but it is like White Sox.
How do I get out of this? Like, your friend is having a party, but he lives far away, and I don't feel like driving on Friday night. I'm exhausted. What do I say? How do I back out of this?
No, and I actually asked my younger brother. I go, hey, what are you doing? Are you out here or what? Because oftentimes when the White Sox find a game in Los Angeles or San Diego, one or both of my brothers will find a way to incorporate some business meetings. And doesn't make a trip. Instead, he's found a way to get himself out East Coast so he gets to go watch the Ravens and Bills live and in living color. I think he made the better choice.
Yeah, I think he did, yes. So it's kind of an easy choice, but okay.
No, it's pretty simple. Well, but it is your team. But you've lived and died with them so many times over the course of this year that at some point you throw up the white flag and say, I'm done!
But right now, this story, I can't get over the details in this because it seems like it's the he seems like a villain of a fun B-movie plot line. Today, the latest part of the Brett Favre story dropped. Abby Wambach, who was associated with one of Brett Favre's companies, drug company, dropped all her association with the company because of his involvement in a Mississippi welfare fraud case. As you know, Favre and others are accused of moving money that was supposed to go to the people of Mississippi, and it was redirected to Southern Miss, where Brett Favre's daughter was playing volleyball. And every day, crazy parts of this story get out. Never mind the fake Favre quote that had everybody
going yesterday.
Well,
there's lots of fake Favre quotes. Yeah, yeah. They've been fast and furious for about 3 weeks now.
But you see this story, and it first comes out, and it's the text messages of, hey, is this okay? Yep, just talk to the governor. Everybody's on board. All right. I'm like, wow, really? These are text messages, and it came out? This is in a text message? Hey, are we okay with getting this money? I don't know. No, it'll work. The governor's on board. Great. Everything is terrific. I feel like I'm watching Logan Lucky. You know, like it's some kind of crazy plot line that's involving diverting funds, and nobody's this inept, right, to that all this is going on with text messages and it gets out so early and investigative reporters have this, but yet that's what this is like. This Brett Favre story, it seems like he's a villain in a B movie plot, and that I'm watching it unfold on television.
Yeah, it's absolutely amazing. Watching this over the last, well, it's now months of things trickling out, and look, we've talked about it bits and pieces, and certainly we've had some updates along the way, and everybody's waiting for the final tally, funds, and how many people get involved. I mean, because we're talking about a huge political scandal that gets into this, and obviously the you've got Brett Favre as the figurehead, and everybody going, well, he made how much money playing in the NFL? How much does Copperfit get him? I mean, he's still doing Copperfit ads.
Mm-hmm.
They're backing him so far, which...
Let's see how long that lasts.
Well, yeah. You know what? If they've stayed with them this far, I don't think they're jumping off at this point. There's so much to it. I mean, you've got radio spots he was doing. They finally have pulled the shows and the segments off. I'm like, it took this long? Like,
it's,
really?
It's been, yeah.
Like, what
it's
are we
been,
doing? This isn't you, this yeah. week. This is a month. It's before the season started. This was long in the news.
It should be an easy plug to pull. But because he was so beloved for so long, people have problem with it and go, no, he's Brett Favre. He wouldn't be involved in something like, no, I need more information on this. I'm not Brett Favre. I watched him throw touchdowns. He couldn't be involved in something like this. Nah, I'm going to wait. And that's why it's been the way it has been. Yeah. Look, you know what? We'll have more on this story coming up in a few minutes. We'll have more on the Tua Tagovailoa situation as well. It's a big football Friday night. Keep it right here. Jason and Mike, you're listening to Fox Sports. Sports Radio. The night there was no baseball. There was absolutely no baseball tonight at all.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time with the players and coaches who lived in them. Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl? Or what about the after parties? We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.